Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. After an incredible day of Apple showcasing a culmination of many, many amazing research papers and also light transport algorithms applied to sound waves, today we are going to have a look at NVIDIA's new invention that can play Minecraft, but not in the way you think. It truly is a sight to behold, as it is able to gather resources for itself, go and mine, catch a fish, but these things I expected. However, what I didn't expect is that it can even engage in more complex tasks like building a base or hunting this adorable little piggy that kind of breaks my heart. Now it can do three more complex things, including fighting, which I will show you in a moment. But let's have a look at the paper, and immediately when looking at the article, I was like, what? Are you sure? You see, this paper claims to use large language models to play Minecraft. How is that even possible? Large language models are typically adept at answering text-based questions with text-based answers. So, how does it play a computer game? Well, it doesn't just play the game, but it plays it incredibly well. How? Well, hold on to your papers, fellow scholars, because it is able to build a curriculum by itself and for itself. You see, it gets some text information about the world it is in, for instance, the items that it has, or what time it is, and who is nearby. And based on this information, it starts reasoning by itself. Look, for instance, if we have a wooden pickaxe and some stones, then it is a good time to upgrade to a stone pickaxe. Or if it's nighttime and there is a zombie nearby, it is time to grab a sword and shield. Now, these are simple statements, but the key is that this little AI makes these deductions by itself. We don't need to program these by hand, and thus, if it were dropped into a completely different game, it would likely do quite well there too. But, wait a minute, this is still just text. How does it become gameplay? Well, after creating this curriculum, the AI writes computer code to control the game and achieve its goals. If this piece of code works, it observes what it has achieved and then stores it away in a skill library. These will be building blocks for new, more complex skills later. So, a text-based chat assistant that can play a video game. That is very impressive. So, how well can it play the game? With a little help in the form of human feedback, it can do three amazing things. One, it can build a house. And I have to say, that is some proper craftsmanship there, or proper crafts AI ship. Lovely house. Good job, little AI. Two, it can also build a nether portal. This allows it to travel to a different dimension with unique terrain and resources. Three, it can even fight an Enderman. This creature makes short work of an unsuspecting player. However, the AI came well prepared with high quality equipment and bam! We are done. Now, these all sound good, but we are fellow scholars here, so we are looking for a detailed comparison of this technique against previous AIs. Is this any better? Oh my goodness. Are you seeing what I am seeing? It can explore so much more than its predecessors, for instance, much more than the fan favorite AutoGPT, a version of ChatGPT that can prompt itself and work on its own. And it gets better. Wow! Look at that! I can't believe it! It is more than 15 times faster than AutoGPT. AutoGPT has barely come out a few weeks ago, and it has already been improved 15x. Just look at that! Wow! What took AutoGPT 75 iterations now only takes maybe 5 iterations, likely even less. AutoGPT plateaued at Iron Tools where the no technique is barely getting warmed up. This is incredible improvement in just a couple of months. These text-based, large language models can not only write code to play video games, but they can even plan their journeys. And just imagine what they will be capable of just two more papers down the line. What a time to be alive! Weights and Biases provides tools to track your experiments in your deep learning projects. What you see here is their amazing sweeps feature, which helps you find and reproduce your best runs, and even better, what made this particular run the best. It is used by many prestigious labs, including OpenAI, Toyota Research, GitHub, and more. And the best part is that Weights and Biases is free for all individuals, academics, and open source projects. Make sure to visit them through wnb.com/papers, or just click the link in the video description, and you can get a free demo today. Our thanks to Weights and Biases for their long-standing support and for helping us make better videos for you. Thanks for watching and for your generous support, and I'll see you next time.